So then he asked me, you know, how do you get fish milk? And I told him it's really easy. The hardest part about getting it isn't actually getting the fish milk. It's finding the fish nipples.
I thought that might be the case, but I wasn't sure. And, oh, hey, did you bring any fish nipples?
Because we're thirsty.
We're thirsty. You want some fish milk? It's, you know, good for those who are lactose intolerant.
It also kind of tastes like tartar sauce, which makes it perfect for fish sticks.
The perfect dredge.
Kind of like, you know, yeah, chicken tastes really good when it's dipped in eggs.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Do people dredge stuff with tartar sauce in them?
No.
You could.
Tartar dredge.
Tar dredge. Tart your dredgers.
People kind of dredge their roads in tar.
They do. It's worked out well for us over the years.
Better than that gravel shit.
Yeah. Speaking of gravel shit, I got to tell you, I was really disappointed in the way you graveled my shit. And I'm gonna have to let you go.
Go gravel some more? I mean, I can do a better job.
I don't think you're grasping it here. One of our topics this week is firing people, and I've decided it's your time.
Oh, I thought you meant firing people. Like, all right, he's dead. Cremate him.
Oh, not really. Yeah, a plethora of skits we could work for that.
Really good back and forth, me and you have, dead body.
Yeah.
I talk, you listen.
Yeah, don't go telling corpse, Brit.
Oh.
It's a corporate.
I was like, corpse. The Brit of corpse? I mean,
the corpus Britis. Habeas corpus. Corpus. You know, that writ you have. Oh.
It's like discovering a dead body. Hey, habeas corpses.
Oh, wait, what was the other one I picked?
The other one was underwhelming superpowers.
Okay, that makes sense.
Should have totally tried to lead into it because I remembered it, but I just couldn't leave you hanging.
Hey, your underwhelming superpower is the ability to remember things.
Woo!
They call me Average Memory Man.
What was your name again?
I'm good with faces.
Says average.
I'm good with faces, but not names. So I know you, but I don't know your name.
Could pick you out of a lineup, so don't cross me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know your name.
It's not like you find out everybody's name who you like meet on the streets or assaults you.
Oh my god, this guy just robbed me. What was your name? Rob. Aha, that's ironic.
Easy to remember. Rob robbed me.
Thank you.
Rob burgled me.
I'll see you behind the two-way glass.
Let's see. Glass. I remember there was some sort of association between the guy's name and the burglary that he committed. It must have been Bert.
I took my wallet. It must have been Wall.
Wally. Wall, yeah. That's the guy, Wally. Find him and destroy him.
He also took my keys. Wally Key.
Wally Key. Must be him.
What did he look like? It looked like a thin piece of leather with pouches.
A lot of rings.
Some ridges and like a bevel.
Also, he had a thing dangling off his shirt that said number one dad. Photo of some kids.
Man, I hate keychains like that. My keychain is the absolute minimum. I have like probably 8 keys and they're all on one ring. I don't do the double ring thing. Nope.
Oh, no.
All on one ring. And not a big ring, like in oldie times. Regular size ring.
Yeah, I am down to 2 keys.
Oh.
House key and car key.
I like having a lot of keys. I'm just not going to get it.
I like. Don't get me wrong. I love having a lot of keys.
Looks you know like a the guy with of... a lot of access.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like picking up chicks with a bunch of keys.
Check this
it's
out.
It's alluring.
I got 12 keys on this keychain. Yeah,
it's a real conversation piece you have.
Wow, you must have a lot of people that trust you with a key to their house. No, I just go to the supermarket and pick up a couple every time I see, they're not engraved.
They're not engraved. Don't unlock anything. Actually, probably it would have a better chance picking up a random key and trying to open a door with it.
Can I have your key?
Yeah, can I have your key? Want to trade? Won't work on anything.
could butter your toast, maybe.
Yeah.
Cut some mozzarella.
Yeah, open a nice can with it.
So, underwhelming superpowers. The ability to open beer bottles with anything.
Kind of a useful one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not really super.
It's not really powerful either. Yeah.
Some power to it. More so than...
More technique.
More so than being able to... or having really extended peripheries. Peripheral vision.
Peripheries.
You know, the ones who blow the whistles. Peripherals.
You only get one per referee.
One per referee. They toss coins. Let's have a referee on the show.
Not all referees toss coins. Not umpires.
They don't?
Nope. That's why they're called umpires.
How do they decide who goes first? Don't they toss a coin?
I think it's the away team. Always goes first.
That sucks.
Hey, that's America's pastime, buddy. Yes. Notice how I turned my hat around. Yeah.
Yeah, because we started talking about umpires. Is that what did it?
Strike two.
Strike two. Ball. Another ball. 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 Still ball.
No, that one was an orange. Stop throwing fruit.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Don't you know how to play baseball? It's the pastime. Apple pie. Throwing apple pie.
Throwing apple pie. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about one of those. And I guess if we're doing, firing somebody, yeah, the most important thing to me in that situation would probably be skits. Thinking about ways that the interactions that could happen. Obviously, there's the parts where somebody doesn't expect it. Somebody totally knows it's coming. They won't leave. They're clingy. They're crying. They're, have a disease that's going to end their life soon.
Yeah.
Anything.
Man.
A lot of variables.
Yeah. You could be really into firing them. You could be totally feeling really bad about firing them.
Yeah. You could be good at firing people. You could be bad at firing people.
That's your underwhelming superpower.
You could try to do it through sketch, Pictionary. Sketch.
All right. Yeah. What's this?
Tell me what you think about that.
That looks like it's my desk, but there's nothing on it.
There's a stick man with my name over it. And then some fire. You're on the other side. Are we having a barbecue? Are we going camping?
Are we going camping? Company retreat? Just me and you?
Oh my God, this is what I always dreamed of. I knew I was moving up in this company. I got to call Shelly. Hey, honey. Yeah, I'm getting that promotion. Yeah.
Oh my God. I have a feeling I'm going to feel really terrible.
Why?
Trying to fire people.
No, you're just going to you think you'll feel terrible about it? But you definitely will, because you're going to get super into it. You're going to be like, you're a piece of shit. You don't deserve to breathe this air conditioned goodness.
This fluorescent, dust-filled vacuum of workspace.
Take your keys out of your keyboard and go home. Leave the keyboard.
Leave the keyboard.
No one wants to touch your grubby finger keys.
And also, we're taking your company car. Take the bus home. Nearest bus stop is 20 miles.
Hey, didn't we give you that watch last year at Christmas?
Yeah, just take everything back. And we want your bonus back. Really cross some lines here.
They're drinking coffee out of a company mug. You just snatch it out of their hand.
It burns you.
Get out. This is third degree.
This third degree firing. Yeah.
You work for a wedding planner company, and you have flower girls lead them out of the building.
Oh man.
A lot of ways to go with that.
Yeah, a lot of ways. Especially if you're a wedding planning company.
Have them cut a cake that explodes.
Yeah, do it over a, what the hell do you call those? Like a cover band? Have them sing some sort of You're Fired song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Or do the cliche one, the... Another turning point, a foot stuck in the road. Sorry to let
something
you know.
Something unpredictable.
But you're fired, that's right.
I hope you had the time of your life. Get out.
Get out. Goodbye. or the
closing time. No, not for everyone, but it's only for you.
Cause you had a bad day. You just got fired. You gotta get out. Clean up your shit now. You thought you worked here, but now you don't. You had a bad day.
You got fired today. You won't get paid.
Oh, man. We could come up with a bunch of those.
Also, that dental and healthcare is retroactive.
You can pay Cobra if you still need health insurance.
Cobra?
Yeah, it's like some sort of program where you can stay on your company's health insurance plan, but you need to cover all of it, which is expensive.
Hmm. I think I was warned about that in G.I. Joe.
They were really against that program. A whole toy line designed around fighting health insurance copays.
Cobra Commander.
It was one of those really sneaky capitalist things, like the
Ford had the ideas behind Transformers so that way people would be more interested in trucks.
Yeah, or like the workers union Batman who would destroy the Jokers at the workers union.
Or Monopoly.
Yeah, or Monopoly.
Straight up. Yeah. Wait, is that superpowers? Or are we just going off on a tangent?
That could be super, well, underwhelming.
Oh, well, anyways, back to the cobra thing. I thought you meant there was, like, a magical cobra.
Yeah. Stick your hand in this cobra-filled jar. If you come out unbitten, then you will have health insurance. You need to do that every week.
Oh, my God, he bit me good. Oh, let me see those marks. Nope, wrong cobra. You're just going to die.
You're just going to die. We didn't devenom all of them.
Only. Guess he got fired twice. Once from your job, once from life.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Should we go back to underwhelming superpowers?
Yeah, probably. So we could do, I mean, I guess you could do a scene with that, but we could just talk about funny ones, like
yeah,
funny ideas that we have for underwhelming superpowers. Superpowers that are underwhelming on their own, like ability to talk to fish.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's almost like that one's a real one. Or somebody thought it would be.
Or being able, or like having enough money to support some technological advances that help you fight crime.
Yeah. Right. Or I don't know, the ability to run really fast.
We got to stop running through these. It's going to be over too quick.
Well, those were actual like superheroes.
Yeah, they're pretty underwhelming though.
Yeah.
I mean, running fast isn't that bad.
Yeah, or having a magic ring that transforms into anything but doesn't work on the color yellow.
But it could transform into anything,
Kyle. What kind of BS is that? Just grab a bucket of yellow paint, bam, helpless.
You're his nemesis.
Shoot yellow bullets at him. Can't stop those.
I bet he can't eat cheddar.
Yeah.
Well, he can eat white cheddar.
Yeah. And what the hell is that even supposed to be? Is it like, because if things are yellow, they have all the pigments that absorbed everything else but only reflect yellow.
The thing that makes no sense is green is made by yellow and blue.
Yeah.
That's the biggest conundrum.
Yeah, so why is blue okay?
Well, why can he affect green things? It has yellow in it. What is the concentration of yellow that he cannot affect?
Yeah, what is the closing hole for this plot?
Some lady's falling out of a skyscraper and she's wearing a yellow dress and he's like, well, not my job.
Your day to die. Maybe I can grab her by her wrist.
God works in mysterious ways. It's like Mormon Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Knocking on doors with the Green Lantern fist like 100 times.
Yeah. I don't want to interfere with God's will. That would be such a crappy superpower. The ability to avoid interfering with God's will.
Yeah. You could pretty much, well, I don't know.
Just sit on the couch all day.
If it's God's will.
There you go. Touchy. Yeah. Yeah, a lot will get hit back for that.
Yeah. If somebody emails us for once.
Yeah, I guess we'll never know if anybody's disappointed in that.
Yep. By the way, this is all improv. It's not edited. It's not pre-recorded. Well, it is pre-recorded. Well, but not for us.
Yeah.
For you.
It's not edited. It's just recorded and then posted at a later date.
Yeah, it's post-recorded.
We do some slight edits as in to put in the intro and outro.
Nope, but... do that every time. Fresh. Just kidding.
Yeah, we tried that. It didn't work.
Well, it worked.
No, we lost an entire episode because of it.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought you meant like season one or two whenever we were like doing intros every
time. Yeah, it worked that time.
That was two.
And then season it would two. See, I think season one to two it worked because we did our own intros and outros. Yeah.
But then we realized we kept forgetting stuff.
Yeah. And we were like, well, we really need to cap all of this into one succinct message and deliver it consistently.
We got a lot of not emails telling us how we should really, you know, shape up and make everything more consistent.
Yeah.
So thanks, not emailers, for emailing us that information.
Yeah. I'm really flattered that you like my casserole recipe. That was heartwarming, and it warmed my ears almost like I try to warm yours.
What? You're talking about the pesto that you put on your toes?
Huh? Casserole.
When did you make a casserole?
Last week. Yeah, posted the recipe.
Oh. Whoops.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah, thanks for liking it.
By the way, I'm Bran.
And I'm Kyle.
And now you know.
Nice to make your acquaintance. So, are we...
Yep.
Okay. Do you want me to go?
Yep. Tradition.
Okay. So, I am going to take a look into my crystal ball.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers our balls.
And tell you what is happening while you're listening to this. So, while you're listening to this... You're going to be feeling like your eyelids are heavy, but you got a full night's sleep, so you're not entirely sure, and they're just drifting down, and you're in a really important meeting, but you're trying to keep them open, and you just can't do it. You fall asleep. You wake up, and you realize that everybody's gone, and what's worse... is that the building's on fire, and the meeting was to review your fire escape plan. So, run. Run.
The second prediction you've had that has to do with arson of some sort.
What?
Well, fire.
Not just arson. Yeah, your house was on fire. Yeah, I don't know.
Man, you channel some heat when you look in that crystal ball.
Yeah, it's this whiskey. Or scotch. What am I drinking? It's a whiskey scotch blend.
Yep. Johnny Walker Red.
Warms you up. Yeah. Like an arson.
Arsonist.
Arsonist.
Arsonicist.
Arsonogens.
My turn.
Like that famous arsonist, Arsenio Hall.
I love that guy.
I don't remember who he is.
You name dropped without knowing?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I always do. I'm terrible with celebrities. That's like...
like Dennis Craig or whatever.
Yeah.
What was it?
David Quaid.
David Quaid. Okay, crystal tall time.
Mm-hmm. That's a crystal tall order.
So, I think... what I see, not what I think, this isn't what about what I think.
This is what's happening while you're listening.
Yeah,
to this.
What is happening right now is you're shaking in your boots. I mean, really. And you can't control it. Can't stop yourself, just uncontrollable. And you're wondering why you're feeling this way. And you're not really sure what exactly led to this position that you're in and why you can't stop shaking. And it's just really uncomfortable. It feels like you're slipping away slowly and you don't know how to bring yourself back in. And that's when you come out of the freezing water that you jumped in and you realize that you did take that bet for $5 to jump in the ice fishing hole without any clothes on, but your boots were still on. That's why you were shaking in your boots. You took a dumb bet when you're getting drunk with your buddies ice fishing. Mystery solved. Good thing you held on to that line.
Good thing you didn't go out from under the hole too far.
I don't know how you fit in that hole. The hole's fucking tiny.
It
must be a tiny person. It was a baby.
Maybe they really wanted to catch a big fish.
They got that baby liquored up.
Yeah. His booties.
His little booty. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Now terrible. I'm just thinking terrible things. All right. Yeah. I take it all back.
Wouldn't you rather home have an arson? Fire.
And you're shaking in your boots.
And you're shaking in your boots. Because and then you realize your boots are on fire.
I was just going to say that you, the you're sitting by the fire and you're shaking in your boots because you can see the fire spreading out of the fireplace, and you realize that the Pepto-Bismol that you thought you were taking was actually paralytic when you switched out the medicine for the party. And you can't do anything about it.
Oh man, that would be interesting, like to try and string together all the previous predictions so it's like one person's shitty life of what continues to happen to them.
Your holy soap won't save you now.
And then you have flashbacks of that terrible ship accident while you were in the tub, and you start wetting yourself.
And you look over and you see the dog with the freckles. He's laughing at you.
He's laughing at you. He says you should have taken me to dinner. Well, that
I wonder
is
what kind of dog that was.
A freckled dog?
Yeah. Like a terrier?
Yeah, it could
I
be.
Picture a terrier.
Yeah.
Or a beagle.
Oh, beagle, good freckled dog.
Oh, it's a Dalmatian.
No.
Freckles all over. Big ones.
I wouldn't call those freckles. Those are definitely
spots. Dog freckles.
All right.
Cow freckles.
Cow freckles.
Dairy cows.
Cheetah freckles.
Leprosy freckles.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to our appetizer. We hope you've enjoyed it. And tune in tomorrow or immediately, depending on when you're listening to this, and hear about our adventures in firing people, or God damn it. I knew this was going to happen.
And that's your underwhelming superpower.
Thank you. All right. Thanks.
Also, Cobra Freckles.